Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Local Ambition Podcast, the podcast where we talk the local artists' journeys towards making a name for themselves and also letting audiences know what they need to know about their favorite local artists. As always, you're here with me, your host, Melissa, and my other host, Amara. Amara,
hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm very excited because now we have our first guest ever, which is very exciting.
I know. It feels so like official now.
It feels so official because that was the original concept we have, like bringing local artists and just talking about their journeys. And now we finally get to do it. So let's just get started. So right now on this episode, we're going to talk about starting up as an artist, how difficult it is to make your name for yourself, but more like the concept of yourself as an artist. And today, to help us navigate that topic, we have a musician from the San Diego area called Anitonio. Anitonio, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing good.
How does it feel being in the podcast studio for the first time? Or is this your first time, like, in a recording booth for talking?
For podcasts, no. I think I was 12 when I went on a radio show.
Oh,
I know, that's like fancy.
It was weird. I had absolutely no business being there.
But wait, so you said that was when you were like younger. Like,
yeah.
Was it for your music?
No, my uncle just had a contact at like a college radio and he was like, I'm going to get you into a radio. And I was like, okay, cool.
Do you remember anything from that experience or just like the vibes?
I do, because they asked me about Michael Jackson. I was like an American. This was in like South America. It was so weird. And he was just like, what do Americans think of Michael Jackson? I'm like, we love Michael Jackson.
You were the spokesperson for all Americans.
Yeah, I was like, I'm 12.
Not
I don't
the
know.
That's so funny.
Not the 12-year-old spokesperson. But anyways, tell us a little bit more about you as an artist. Just promote yourself. Go ahead. This is your time to shine.
Oh my God, I'm ready to shine. Okay, my name is Antonia, but my stage name is Anitonio.
Woo!
I have been singing like basically my entire life, but recently I've taken my career a bit more seriously here at SDSU. And I totally am so amped because I've been writing music recently. And I just did my debut for the first time the other day, and that was super fun, so.
Yeah, I'm kind of sad that I couldn't be there, but I had, like, family things to go through. But trust and believe, next time I will be there front row just screaming, she was on my podcast! I win!
Was it a live performance?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
I've done two live performances, like, for me, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, because I also think that, no, I know that you also have been, like, involved in the community, like, even, like, as a core, right? Or am I, like, mistaken?
A core?
Yeah, because I remember, like, from your Instagram post that you kind of, like, go to events in the community.
Oh, yeah. I definitely do a lot of community events. I'm in a band. Can I plug
you can,
that band?
You can plug that. Oh, plug whatever you need. This space is for you.
Wait, what genre is it?
The band is Latin music.
Okay, that's cool.
So Latin American music. The band is called Bambula, and this is a really cool community band that my friend made. And I'm, like, one of the singers for it, and we've, like, gone to, like, refugee, like, organizations, and, like, we do a bunch of events in Balboa Park. It's just so fun.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Anything you want to plug in, like, your social media at the moment? We'll do that again in the end, but in case people are like, you know what? I like her already. Let me search for her.
Oh, yeah. I'm just so charismatic.
Absolutely.
LOL. Yeah. So my Instagram is just Anitonio. I'm pretty sure there's like an underscore somewhere in there.
I think it's a dot. I think it's
a dot.
Like,
that's like my first.
Oops. I'll bleep that. Don't worry. I'll bleep that.
LOL.
Do you have your music on Spotify?
No, but I've actually been like recording with my friends some songs, and I think I'm gonna like just do a full album from the get-go.
Yay! Yeah. Do you have like, I know we talked about your band, well, the band you're part of, like Latin American music, but is that also your genre?
I definitely love singing in Spanish. Like being in that band totally opened my eyes to like Spanish lyrics. Like I was like, oh, I can express myself in Spanish too. And it was so fun. And that like I've started like improvising in Spanish, and that really makes me want to do some music in Spanish, but I don't think it'll be my main thing.
Maybe you could be like bilingual, you know, like Caliuchis. She does like bilingual music, and I love her, and I'm pretty sure people will love listening to that like bilingual representation as well. So like go for it.
Do you feel like there's a different element when you sing in Spanish?
Oh, totally. I totally sing about different stuff. And it's fun to like come up with rhymes, because in a way.
Oh yeah, that's super interesting.
Yeah.
Wait, I have to ask, like, from songwriter to songwriter, when you're writing music, do you also go to like rhyme zone or something like that?
Rhyme zone? Oh my god.
I do. Or you don't?
Personally, I've tried to stray away from rhyme zone. I definitely did that, like, when I first started writing music. But then I realized that, like, I wasn't letting my ideas flow. Like, I would be, like, writing, and I'd be so pressured to find something that rhymed that I wouldn't let my ideas just be.
Agree. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that most of the music I listen to has rhymes. Like, it kind of just flows randomly.
Yeah. Normally, when I'm writing, I am centered, like, on the rhymes. But obviously, like, I'm more focused on the flow. Mm-hmm. So, like, I kind of search for, like, a rhyme that's, like, I kind of sing it, and I'm like, okay, that doesn't sound great, so I just change, like, the whole verse or something. Cool. But I totally agree that, like, focusing, like, if you focus, like, only on the rhyme, then it's, like, it kind of loses, like, the essence of it.
Yeah, and it really gets rid of, like, a lot of, like, essential words that would come to mind for your topic. I don't know. I just really love this topic, because, like, I also do, like, poetry, too, and it's
You do, like, everything.
I mean, what would you expect from a music major?
That's true. Oh, your major is music?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've heard that it's really hard.
Oh, yeah. I'm, like, not, like, the best one in my major, but, like, hey, I have a life.
Yeah, you're building your life outside of school. That matters.
Yeah.
So, anything else you want to plug in, or should we just jump straight into, like, the topic? Or more, like, focusing more on the topic?
I'm good. I'm good with the flow of the conversation so far.
Okay. So, when did you knew that you wanted to be, like, a musician, a singer, an artist in general?
Oh, I didn't really know that until recently, honestly. Mm-hmm. I just always loved singing, and it was just, like, something to, like, be ambitious about. Something to, like, get better at, and it was fun to get better at. So, honestly, I applied to, like, mostly business schools when I was applying to university. Mm-hmm. This is the only place I applied for music. And then, thank God I did, because I really feel like myself here.
Awesome. I love that.
Yeah. And, yeah, so it honestly just kind of happened by accident, but just building that experience with music really makes me want to do it more.
Does your family have any background with music? Or, like, did you have a traditional kind of, like, upbringing with music, like, lessons or anything?
Oh, yeah. I would say that I just grew up around music. Like, there was always music playing. It was, like, not what you would expect, though. It was, like, 80s rock. Mm. But my mom put me into piano lessons starting at age 3. I kind of hated that,
though. Oh, my gosh, me too.
Yeah. It was not for me. Not for you?
Mm-hmm. It's, like, almost, like, this forceful kind of experience.
Yeah. It's something about, like, lessons rather than just, like, actual musical growth.
Especially when you're so young.
Yeah, because, like, it feels more like... Because you know how in school, like, some topics are really interesting sort of become, like, boring just because, like, this is said, we cannot change about it. So I feel that the reason that it's kind of like against your will takes away like the fun element of it. Because obviously people love playing the piano, listening to piano, etc. But I feel like when you're forced to do it, it's like, you know what? I'm not going to do it.
Absolutely.
I don't want to.
Like, English is a really good example of that. Like, just your classes when you're younger, the forced readings and like having to write in like specific, I guess, categories. I feel like that really is, like, stunts people.
Yeah. Was anyone else in your family a musician or, like, had, like, a very strong connection to it?
My grandparents were both in this, like, touring choir. I didn't know that, though, until, like, a couple of years back. And I've always loved choir, so that's kind of confusing that no one told me that, but whatever. And my dad just also likes singing. He's just, he like does like this karaoke app on his phone.
Oh, that's cute.
It's so cute, dude.
I feel that parents just love karaoke because like every time there's a party at my house, my mom pops out the karaoke machine and she starts singing. And she has like a really good voice, but she's like, nah, not the best. And then like people kind of question like, oh, how is it come that both of your daughters are like musicians? Because my sister is like music theater and I'm a musician. Awesome. So they're like, oh, where does it come from? And I'm like, well, my whole family is like a musician too. And Amara's, I think she also had like, her family also had like a very strong connection to music.
I honestly find that like a lot of cool magicians. Magic musicians. They come from like non-traditional roots, dude. They come from just loving music, genuinely.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Because like, out of nowhere, there's like, this big name musicians that probably their parents were like, you're going to be a doctor or a lawyer. And I don't know where they're like, no, you know what? I just want to be a musician. So it's more like having that organic passion for it. Because like, again, if you just say you're it's formative years of your life.
Yeah,
your formative years of your life, just like forced to play the piano, the guitar, or like singing lessons. It's like, you know what? You're just kind of become like aversive to them. And it's like, I don't want to even touch or see an instrument again in my life. Mm-hmm. So it's just very important to have like that organic connection to music to even start like as an artist.
So true.
You said you started from like just loving music in general, but what is the thing that just motivates you to just keep doing it?
Oh, it's definitely just to get better.
Really?
It's because like at a certain point you're like, okay, people like my voice. Do I like my voice? And it's just like, I want to get to a point where I'm satisfied with it. Like something like I would be proud of, something I want to display. So, yeah.
Do you want mainstream success, or are you more interested in just like being involved in your community and like performing that way?
Honestly, a bit of both, because to be honest, I have worked in like the community and I do community events. A lot of it isn't paid that well, so there's like the living part of being a musician, and there's like the what you really want to get satisfaction from. And I think both are very important.
We talked a little bit of that on the nepotism episode. I'm just going to say it because, again, it hasn't been out yet. But we'll get that one soon. Don't worry about that. But we talked about it, how like children that have like the connections and the resources to just make a name for themselves as an artist don't really have the dichotomy of like, oh, should I like put all my efforts into making money like so I can survive? Or should I just pursue something that I really am passionate about? So like the fact that you kind of mentioned because like in one way I really like being staying in community, but it doesn't really pay that much. So like it's a hard kind of dilemma that local artists are into, because it's like, oh, should I put like time into my craft, or should I put time into making money? Because like that's what quote unquote matters in the society, but also matters so you can practically survive in it.
Yeah, honestly, yeah, it's everything, the balance
thing. Yeah, but like I feel the atmosphere on like a local show, it's so much more intimate. It's much, I don't know how to explain it, but it's so much better than like big name artists, because it's just like one stadium and it kind of feels alone in yourself.
Yeah.
And when you go to like those local artist concerts, it's like, oh my god, like you actually create a community. Because I know that there's like a few big name artists that kind of go back into like the smaller venues, and they kind of achieve that intimate level, that personal connection with their audience at that moment.
Mm-hmm. I know there's like Soda Bar, and there's like pretty big artists that still perform there. It's really interesting to see. And there's like so much more of a community feel there compared to larger shows, which I really like.
Yeah, especially seeing people's faces. Mm-hmm. And like
you see the same people.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I'm not getting off of topic, but I just did like, for one of my classes, I had to do an interview, and one of my interviewees told me that she started as a fan of the local artists in her area. And from just going to their shows, like as many shows as possible, she has now become their friends, and their people she just talks to on like a daily basis. So it's like, wow, that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. I know there's been shows where like I talk to the people who just performed, and it's like so odd to experience. Because I know if I was at a larger show, like they wouldn't even like recognize you or notice you, but like they're just so much more down to earth at local shows.
Yeah, and it takes like away the individuality. Just, yeah. Like they're just like, how are you, San Diego? Or like whatever place they are, and everyone's like, and then I feel that with smaller artists compared to like bigger names, it's just like, so I wrote this song about, I don't know, my childhood trauma when my dad abandoned me kind of thing, or like something really stuff, or they just kind of say like really dumb jokes, but it's like, wow, I'm really like, they're taking the time to like disclose other part of themselves, and even like letting other people, I don't know, just a very unique experience that varies from show to show. Whereas I feel with big names, it's kind of like an outline they already have, like come in, sing the song, say something about the song, and just go on with your day. So it's much more, I don't know, standardized, I guess it's the better word to say it.
It feels like you're watching your friend perform instead of like a celebrity, which is really nice.
Thoughts?
Oh yeah, no, live music that's like local definitely has a more attached feeling to it. It's so nice. And like there's people who came up to us like after like community events, and it's like, you should go perform at this event. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's also like those connections, right? Because I feel that when you stay in community, it's like, oh, you can play in this other place. Because when we were walking to the studio, you told me that after you debuted, they asked you to perform at another place. So it's like networking within your community and just creating stronger bonds, which honestly, it's not something that you can replace easily with just going like, how are you, San Diego? So it's like, whatever. But now that we're talking about your debut, tell me how it went. How was it?
Oh my gosh. Okay. I was so nerve-wracked. I was the first song I did was by Men I Trust. Do you guys know Men I Trust?
Yes.
Yay. And I chose this hard song first. Like,
what song was it?
Show Me How.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so awesome. Yes. Yeah.
And I was trying to go with like a crowd pleaser, something so like the crowd could like attach to and be like, I heard this on TikTok one time. And I tried doing that song. I kind of failed like a lot of the chords because I was so nervous. My hands were like shaking because I had my guitar too.
Oh, I see.
And I just tried really hard. And like every time I did the wrong chord, I was like, I'm just gonna make it part of the song now. This is the song now. It's mine. But after that, it was really fun. I did a SpongeBob song, and nice. Everyone sung along.
It was which one was it? I have to know.
Rip Pants. Yeah.
Love that. Nah, I would give like all the money in the world just to be in that moment because I lost it.
It's okay.
Nah. Next time I'm gonna be like, family, I'm sorry, I'm not gonna be there because I need to listen to that Rip song, Rip Pants song by Antonio. So see you guys in never.
How long was your debut for?
The show. Oh, the show was 20 minutes.
So you did like around 4 songs or
5?
Nice. Anything,
pretty sure.
Was most of it like covers or did you have like
At that point I hadn't written any songs yet, so it was all covers. So was my second show. Mm-hmm. But my third show I think I'm definitely gonna throw in a song. I'm premiering.
Yay. Do you know when it's premiering or like?
I actually just got a text today from the guy and he was like, actually I need to change the date, so I'm not sure.
Okay. So up in the air, but
we'll see.
But the song's done already?
I don't know about done, because, like, I wrote it, I, like, showed it to my friends, we jammed on it, it was awesome, but, like, I feel like there's always revisions to be done, you know?
Yeah. That's true. I can't wait to hear it, and I hope whoever's listening is gonna go and listen to her song, because that's the whole point of this podcast. If you do, I'll be seeing you in the parking lot.
We just have to plug her Instagram, like, every 5 minutes.
Absolutely.
Antonio.
You heard, you have no excuse, period. But let's go a little bit before your debut. So the moment when you said, okay, I'm gonna be a musician, where did you start it?
Where I start at the school.
No. Not literally. No, I meant more like, what was the first step that you did after realizing that you wanted to be a musician?
Oh, first step. I feel like there's a lot of steps. Hold on.
Okay, you take it as you will. Take your time.
Honestly, my first step was just being like, admitting to myself, this is the life I want, you know? Because it's a big step. It's like, my major is music business, but I'm switching to performance now because I'm like, I want to be artist, art musician, or whatever. And it was like, I have to admit to myself, this is what I want, and I'm gonna have to work harder than I really want to. Because I'm a lazy person, but we can do it. Then, that same day, my friend walked up to me and he was like, I liked your voice, bro.
Yay.
I'm graduating soon. I'm gonna put together a record label and I want you on it. And I was like, how did you know? How did you know that I just made this decision, you weirdo?
I don't know, maybe musicians have like a telepathic connection. I don't know.
Yeah, like a third sense. Like, is it not third? Is it six?
Yes.
Okay,
first, everybody. No, we have 2 cents, and then the 3rd sense is achievable once you become a musician.
A 6th sense.
What are the other 2 senses?
Writing.
Talking, period.
Yeah.
But did you struggle when you were, like, coming up with, like, the kind of music you wanted to do?
Honestly, no, because I honestly was like, I know what kind of sound I want to make. And it was very cool because I was like, I've always fidgeted on the piano as a kid because I played piano.
Forcefully.
I was forced into that piano chair and bench and I was like, click, clack, click, clack. And I was like, I like these chords. And there were chords that I've always liked. And I was like, what if I just put them all in a song? And then I did that and I was like,
genius.
I don't know about that, but I was like, oh, this is cool. I like this.
Who are your influences?
Oh, ooh. Have you heard of Dodie?
I haven't.
You know Dodie? Oh my god.
I was like, Dodie. I know her.
Her music is so raw and vulnerable. I'm just like, I need that in my life.
So what kind of like, what are the main aspects that you take from her music?
Definitely the vulnerability part. But also she does like a lot of cool vocals, like she does a lot of cool harmonies, and like that was just very inspirational, just like letting my voice be an instrument, you know. rather than just like a thing that just kind of has one line and like most pop music does.
What's your favorite song from her?
So many choices.
The first one that comes to mind if I say her name.
Burnt Out. That one. It's like about her wanting to quit as a musician, I think.
Do you have any other influences?
There's the opposite side of the spectrum of music I want to make, and it's called Sammy Ray and the Friends.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I like really indie music.
No, I'm in the dark with that one.
Me too.
But it's like Old Navy ad music, and I love it. It's just so upbeat, and I'm like,
Old Navy ad, so specific.
Oh, yes. But do you understand though?
The more specific, the more easy it is to come up with like a sound. So it's like, thank you for that description. I'll be going to Old Navy and be like, I understand what she meant.
Yay.
But do you have any like topics that you talk about in your music?
So far they've been pretty abstract. I've been pretty abstract in my poetry recently, and I feel like that just kind of writing in general is just pretty abstract. I used to write a lot about like, because I started writing as like a healing process, and that's why Dodi is so appealing to me, and like, oh, maybe I could do that someday. But these days it's just very abstract, something you can get lost in.
So do you have like a specific brand or anything?
Brand?
Like an image of yourself as an artist?
A lot of people recognize me through my blue hair. People will be walking past the practice rooms in the basement, and they'll be like, I saw you because of your blue hair. And I was like, I can never get rid of this now. This is how people recognize me. Oh, no. This is my brand now. I have to. But other than that, no, I don't think I have had anything.
Do you have, like, an idea of what you want your image to look like?
Yeah, like, when people think of you or, like, look at you, like, what do you want them to, I guess, like, understand or see?
Oh, I want them to see a very honest person. I like to be honest. I hate lying. It's stinky, and it's a poo-poo way of doing it.
I appreciate the fluorine-free description. Thank you for keeping that in mind.
That's just how I talk.
Oh, man. I still appreciate it.
So, yeah, someone honest with their music. No, like, showboaty type of vibe. But also very expressive, you know? Expressive, but no bravado.
Because I remember when I was playing around with my idea of who I want as a musician, honestly, I still have no brand other than I want people to recognize me as someone who is bilingual, and I obviously want to like practice, I don't think that's a word, but I'm going to say it, bilinguality in my music. Just, I remember the first song I wrote, it was both on English and Spanish, so I obviously want that, but other than that, I'm like pretty lost in it. And I have one of my friends studying, I think it's music production. I don't know how to translate in English because she's studying in Mexico. But she was like, okay, I'm going to help you with the basics. And she was like, you have to come up with your brand because it's very important how you're going to put it like in Instagram and stuff. And I was like, I just like doing my lyrics as if it was my diary, please. So like, I definitely see that if anyone sees my lyrics, they're going to be like, oh, she has mental issues.
Are your lyrics really that, like, passionate, I guess, or, like, vulnerable? You should show me.
I'll show you my last lyric, because I wrote something about an experience that happened to me recently. It was, like, an experience that after it happened, I had to lay down on my bed and just stare at the wall. I was like, damn.
Aww, me.
But I told you that one of my last lyrics, it was after a fight with one of my roommates.
Yeah, when she posted about you.
Yeah. I'll tell you the tea later.
I want to hear this song now.
No, but yeah. But other than that, I still like, I want to use, because I know that music is like a huge medium for action or like at least change of attitude. Because for me, at least, it has done like a lot of things. So, for example, like again, with the first lyric I did, it was very much about like social justice, bank and education. So it was like retaking my history and how it affects me, because like, you know, Christopher Columbus discovered America, that's a lie, et cetera, et cetera. So like, but branding, like put like a pencil and a paper in front of me and I'm gonna be like, oh, bet I have it. But then tell me, so who's Mel Flowers as an artist? And I'm gonna be like, I'm Mel Flowers. Okay, but who is she? I am, and she's me. I don't know about branding, but I remember my friend was like, you have to come up with your brand, and it doesn't have to be, like, anything too elaborated, I guess, but, like, a few things that you want people to take away from your image, but We're in the same boat.
Yeah. We're discovering.
We're discovering ourselves. But unlike you, I still haven't done my debut. I did my music video. Well, not my music video, but like I uploaded one of my songs. But that's as far as I'll go.
Yeah, I think I watched that one, right?
Let's get it. Everyone, stream Redacted on YouTube, Millflowers.
Oh my gosh.
Anyways. But yeah, I relate to you with the branding thing.
Mm-hmm. That's like really hard to do, like if you don't have like merch yet, you don't have like frequent like listeners yet. Like I feel like some stuff's like comes in like waves of like how popular you are.
Yeah, and it's also like I feel that I want it to come like organically. I know it's important to like manage your image yourself, but at the same time I want to see what people would think first and be like, you know what, I like that idea and just take it, like something that happens organically. But from a business point of view, I guess I need to manage my image. I guess I have to put in the work. Who would have guessed?
Do you promote more on social media or in person?
Dude, literally my debut, it was all my friends and family. I'm not even gonna lie, like of course it's gonna be my friends and family. Everyone's first debut is gonna be their friends and family. Yeah, take that. Take the shot.
That was coffee. I was literally falling asleep in one of my classes. So yeah, mostly family and friends. That was like your first show. What about the second one?
The second show, I heavily broadcasted over social media. I had Discord, I had Facebook, I had Instagram, I had Snapchat.
She has everything, y'all. You have to go. You have Discord. To go. Discord. That's Discord, bro. And that's like underground, quote unquote, for some people. Yeah. So it's like,
oh, I'm a huge gamer. So that was
I see.
Yeah.
That's just my environment.
Yeah, bro. I remember like getting the notifications from Instagram doing like, Antonio is like, oh, I'm going to be Twitching soon. And I'm like, okay.
Hashtag secret Twitch streamer.
After this, not anymore. So a part of your identity is going to be lost. I'm sorry. But like, I feel that doing like promotion on social media is like super, like a great thing to do right now, because like how many artists are like not discovered by TikTok, for example.
And yeah, did you mention TikTok?
Yeah. Do you have it?
I have TikTok. I don't have an artist account for it yet. I don't know. There's just so many social medias and I'm already addicted to my phone.
After the whole Elon Musk thing bought Twitter, I think I'm not even gonna use Twitter anymore. I'm scared.
No, but you can buy $8 verification now.
Wait, okay, side topic. If you click on the blue check, you can see whether they have it because they're like a public figure or if they bought it.
Oh, that's so sad.
And I like that because we can bully people.
Wait, is it actually a thing now?
Yeah.
Oh my god. I thought it was a joke. That's actually really pathetic.
You can see like the description in the app store. It is wild.
What the hell?
And I think he justified, I know we went off topic, but this is our podcast. Because I know that he shared like a meme, like, oh, you buy like $8 like a frappuccino that's going to last like 30 minutes. But, like, you are not going to buy, like, $8 for, like, a blue check that basically does nothing.
Yeah.
Like, bro, why would I want that? Whatever. But anyways, going back to the music thing, because I guess that's our podcast.
No, Elon Musk, yes.
Yeah. Let's forbid ourselves from saying that name again.
Let's cleanse.
We can, like, bleep it out.
I'm going to bleep it out. I think that would be funny. Okay, anyways. How much of yourself do you think you put in your music?
Myself?
Yeah. Do you think it's, like, your music is, like, personal or, like, something?
Oh, it is so personal. It's a little too personal, like.
Like a sleepover, you know? Sleepover.
It's like emailing my best friend, aww, you know? I am my.
Ignore that.
Yeah, so it's, like, emailing my best friend, just, like, all my little secrets, and then I'm, like, do what you will with it. Go ahead.
Do you share your music with anyone? Well, like, your lyrics before the music itself is done, do you share, like, do you have someone that you're like, I wrote this, I need you to see it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a few close friends who know I really like writing, and I'm like, hey, is this, like, nonsense from your point of view? Or does this, like, have, like, a constructive storyline that's easy to follow?
Yeah. What do they usually say?
Usually it's nonsense.
Oh, man. You just go to your friend and you're like, this is my deepest feelings, and I had no other way but to put it into the most delicate form of art, which is music, and I'm sharing it with you. This is garbage, man. I don't understand what you're saying. Imagine.
That would really hurt.
Do you ever feel embarrassed or, like, too shy to show your work to other people?
Oh, no.
Really?
No.
I love that.
I'm literally so unashamed as a person in general.
I envy you.
Yeah, I feel like that works with art, though.
It does. I feel that once you shake off, like, the, what will people think, bro? Who cares about what people think? Like,
literally.
At the end of the day, you're going to be the one performing, like, the same song, like, 10 years from now, if you're lucky enough to do it. But the point is, like...
I still haven't tried writing angry music.
Really?
I really want to. But what? I just don't get angry.
Wait.
Oh, that's kind of iconic. You're just never mad.
I envy you. Yeah. Again.
I
just get sad. I'm like, oh, they disappointed me. Wah.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you the tea later, because, like, with my roommate, because, like, that's
so
a different story. There's a lot of tea. We haven't seen each other in a while. I think we met at, like, the Latina Union, Student Union, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been back there, because, like, $25, and it's, like, they just say, like, this is the El Día de los Muertos, and I'm like, I already know this stuff. Thanks.
$25 to join?
Like, the membership.
Okay.
And here's, like, 20, so I'm
yeah.
Like, nice. So, KCR, y'all, sponsored, but not sponsored, you know what I mean? So, if your music, it's not, like, angry, is it mostly, like, what other types of feelings are you able to see in that?
I feel like I try to go for a very nostalgic sound.
Okay, I love that. Nostalgic, like, if you had to paint, like, a picture, what would you say nostalgic in what way?
Nostalgic, just, like, you know, reminiscing about, like, the past and, like, what it'll mean for the future, just, like, kinds of stuff like that. Because I use music as, like, a form to, like, work through my problems. I feel like you do kind of the same thing, yeah?
Yeah.
And it's really a lot of fun, but it's rarely that I ever have, like, a full structure down in my brain. I, like, write the song as I work through it.
That's really smart, because, like, you're able to put, like, your ideas on paper, and then just, like, okay, this is, like, this doesn't work, but this one is really great. I had one professor that said, don't think about it, just write it. So it's, like, just putting, like, this word vomit down into paper or a computer, if that's what you're doing, and it just really helps navigate through your thoughts. Even if they're, like, very disorganized, I feel that it's, like, raw, and that rawness is, like, what keeps the vulnerability.
Absolutely. I met this writer. I just, like, went into a bookstore one day, and I was like, hey, I write poetry. Do you write poetry? And she was like, yes. And she told me to write with a typewriter, because you can't delete anything.
True.
It's just, like, how are you going to do it? It's, like, a little flop of paper just kind of sitting there. It'd be very hard to erase it. And it's just so, it's so permanent, and it's so raw, and every mistake is caught.
I like that.
Yeah.
So even, like, I remember one time when I was writing a song, I was like, you know what? I don't like this line. And I erased it, and then the line came back. And I was like, oh, okay, I guess you were not fresh. And he came back to me, and I was like, ooh, another song. Not out yet, because school is taking all my time.
Yeah, honestly, I've been thinking about, like, how much time I want to put into school. And, like, my family is like, it's okay if you take 5 years to graduate. That's how much most musicians take anyways. And I'm like, yeah, but I want to graduate in 4, just for my own, like, pride.
Same. So you get, like, this cool title in Spanish, you know, when you get your bachelor's in Spanish, they get to call you licenciada. So, like,
I've never heard that before.
Because, like, in English, it's bachelor's degree. So it's not like you're going to say, Bachelor Melissa, I don't want that. Even though it's true, I don't want that. Both ways true. But and in Spanish, it's, like, called licenciatura. So they call you licenciada, licenciado, etc. So it's, like, as if you're a foreign professor. It's just a title. It's worth it.
That sounds so cool.
So, like, when you get your bachelor's degree, I'm just gonna call you licenciada. Anyways, what do you think it was the hardest part of starting as a musician?
Honestly, like, my self-esteem. And, like, I was so convinced, because the place where I debuted, it was like a rock. It's like a rock show.
Oh, basically. I love rock shows.
Oh, they are so fun, but I am not a rock show person. I'm not fell in love with a girl. No, no, I'm a little indie guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just very intimidating to be, like, showing an audience something that's so outside of what they would expect, mm-hmm. I guess. Because, like, everyone was performing rock. And then I came on stage with my little guitar. And I was like, hi. And I knew that I would feel that way, because I had been at that venue before.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, no, they're not going to like it, because that's not what they expect.
What venue was it?
Queen Bee's in Hillcrest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Writing it down.
Oh, my God, yes.
I feel like there's so many venues here that I haven't been to that are, like, local artists. Yeah. Last show I've been, it was, like, on the 24th. Of October, and I went to see Conan Gray, not a small artist I know, but, like, small, quote-unquote, compared to others, and it was, like, at Soma. So it was like a small venue, and I was like, that was fun, but not my favorite venue. It's way too, it gets too crowded, and it's too hot in there.
Very dark, too.
But House of Blues is very fun. That one is cool. I like that one. I want to go to, I think it's called the Observatorium.
Yeah, at the Observatory.
I want to go to that one.
I've never heard of that.
It's kind of cool. My sister tells me that it's like the floor, it's like diagonally, so like people get to see better.
Yeah, it's the one that's connected to a bar, I think.
Oh, better, because I'm 21 now. I'm not an alcoholic, I promise.
Not yet, anyways. Hey!
Don't put that on. Okay, put that onto me. Put it on my tab. I went off the topic and I didn't comment on like the hardest part of starting as a musician. You said what? I'm sorry.
I honestly just felt very out of place. I was like nervous that like I wouldn't be what people expected. But no, they loved it. Because it was mostly my friends and family who loved me anyways.
I'm glad you were able to shake off the imposter syndrome and have like a great support network.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I was about to say. Yeah, it's really impressive that like your friends and your family support you so much.
Yeah,
because I know sometimes like people's family don't take their music or just their art in general seriously, so it's really cool that they support you.
Yeah, I'm very lucky.
And then there's like other friends are like, oh yeah, I totally support your music, and it's like they're not even on the venues, they're not even like looking at the music or anything, so it's like, oh, I'm so glad your friends went. You have an artist as a friend and don't go to their shows, you kind of suck, man. Or dude, whatever you want to call it. That's not so bad. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. That's not so bad. Wait, whatever. The point is, you have to support your friends. Whatever they are. But honestly, very cool. Because like, I think I have one of my friends who is, I have no idea what their major is, but I know that it's something to do with a lab. Because they post stories about like, them being like doing lab stuff. I don't know. I'm obviously not a STEM major, but, and they also do music on the side, but I know that they released like one album and I never heard them doing like anything else music. So I don't know what happened to the support system or anything. So I'm like, it kind of sucks.
They just stopped because they didn't have people supporting them?
I have no idea. I was like so excited to keep seeing like more music from them because they sing, they play the guitar and they play the trumpet. So they incorporate that into their music. But I don't know if they're just taking a break to focus on their education, well, academic education, or just like, we're like, yeah, I think I'm going to live in here, or just didn't have enough support.
It could be still in the writing process, hopefully.
True.
Yeah.
I hope so, please. Wanted to take the chance that we kind of talk about like academic things. How do you feel that your major as a music major is kind of helping you in your music? Is it at all? Anyways,
I ask myself that question every day. I'm like, how will I use this? And a lot of it is cool because the program here at State is very good. Like everyone is like, why is it surprisingly good here? And it's just so nice. Like the professors, like they literally tell you like this is like pop songs that use this type of like cadential 6/4 and structure like that. And we talk about music. There's a class where you literally just talk about every song ever. Like that's the name of the textbook.
That sounds really interesting. Like I would love that.
Yeah. And it honestly, but I think the best thing I've gotten here at State is just connections, really.
Obviously connections, but just keep going.
And like that's how I got into like my band. I was in 3 bands last year. I don't know why I did that to myself. But like, yeah, I built like amazing connections that led me to like one thing and then the next. And it really like boosted my self-esteem too, because like I was surrounded by people who were just like me, like they were just like struggling artists, and I was like, huh, I feel at home.
Yeah, let alone like having a support system amongst your friends and family, like having a support system between other artists, because it builds community and it's like, oh yeah, I can help you out, like I don't know, playing the guitar for your song, or like I can help you produce that song. Like it's more than just emotional support or social support, it's also tangible support. They're able to provide something for you, so it's, and it's also validating each other's experiences. It's like, man, I was like at 3 a.m. writing the song, and they're like, I was at 4 a.m. writing the song, I win, kind of thing. Because like I also have like musician friends, and we say that all the time. I remember when we were like in the same club, because it was a music club, I don't know how we just started like we would grab like a guitar and just kind of start playing. And it was like, whoa, wait, that's a cool thing for a song. Somebody recorded. I don't know who had the rights to that little melody, but we'll see.
Yeah, jamming's a really cool way to come up with ideas.
I love jamming. But I hadn't jammed until I got to university and I was like, this is my favorite thing now.
So people tend to have like this separate persona. Like you have like you who you are as a person, and then you have like your, oh, this is like my artistic name or whatever. So is obviously this is something you do because you told me, but like why do you think that this is a trend that's happening?
Well, personally, my name is just super long because hashtag Latina lives. And I was like also thinking about it and I was like, oh, like the time that I decided I wanted to be an artist, I was also considering my gender, and I'm gender fluid now, or I'm out as gender fluid. I've always been gender fluid, just didn't really know. And I was like, I need to incorporate that in my name somehow, or else it's not really gonna go over too well with the public, because if this is the name I'm going to be using, then let it be a representation of who I am as a person. Nice. So yeah, that's the reason I chose a different name. It can also happen just for like anonymity's sake. Not everyone wants their last name out there.
Yeah. Do you think that you're different from your artistic persona, like to different people, or it's just like, not really?
Nah, not right now. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
We'll see in a few years.
We'll see. Yeah.
So we're coming to the last bottom question. So let's see. Did you ever have like that aha moment when you were starting as a musician?
Aha moment? Nah. I think I'm still working towards that.
Well, let us know when that happens, please.
Absolutely.
What do you think is the most important part of starting as an artist?
I think it's just being honest with yourself. Like, seeing yourself very clearly, seeing your skill very clearly, seeing how people accept it, seeing reactions to it. And you're not always going to get positive feedback. Like, I have a very good, strong support system. Like, I have, you're such a nice friend. Aww. And, like, I'm just surrounded by such nice people all the time. But I recognize that that's not a thing for everyone. Mm-hmm. So try to, like, find voices like yours, because you're never going to create, like, a truly unique sound. Mm-hmm. But, like, hey, if you can find people and then work with them, you can make something that's never been done before.
I would argue, I'm going to go a little bit against you.
Okay.
I would argue that finding voices different than your own can also help you, because when they come together, there's like this fusion of something that's like pretty different. For example, like you're doing like Latin American music with one of your bands, right? Mm-hmm. Now let's imagine we collab in some way. I personally focus more on the lyrics. And if I had to define my sound as a moment, which I don't have a sound, it would be pretty much like I'm aiming for something that's not nostalgic as well, but it's leaning more towards like alternative pop kind of thing. Cool. So like imagine that fusion of like Latin American music with alternative pop. So it's something completely different, but there's still some similarities between the two of us. So it's like sick voices are different from your own, but also voices that are not afraid of just coming together, being different.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. It's an easy way to combine your strengths too. It's really cool to see.
Just doing something that rather than new, because honestly, I don't know how original people can be, because I feel that everything has been done now, but that's my personal opinion. But I think just doing something in your own way, I think it adds that like spice to it. So as we're wrapping up, do you have any recommendations or warnings to any artists who are starting up?
Warnings?
Or tips?
Okay. Something I dealt with at the beginning of my debut. I was like, the way the system I had for my venue was set up is that in order to perform, I had to sell a certain amount of tickets.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was low key kind of like, okay, I don't know if I can do this. And I took a risk on myself and I ended up not selling all the tickets, but they still let me perform because they were nice. And honestly, just be honest with yourself, because I was like, I can totally it's a challenge, but strive for excellence. Maybe don't overreach. I don't know.
And what about any message to audiences of local artists?
Oh, local artists?
No, like audiences of local artists. People who are not artists, but they kind of support them.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Go you. Yeah. That's your message. Thank you. I appreciate you. Yeah, even if you're not listening to me, like, thank you for supporting local artists. So sweet.
And with that, I'm seeing that we have 52 minutes, and that means that I have a lot to edit. So let's wrap it up right here. And Antonio, thank you so much for being here and being our first guest at Local Ambition. Super fun, really good.
I know, so exciting.
Conversations. It was really good. And I'm going to have to catch up with you later because I have a lot to talk about. But as we are finishing up, once again, please give us where people can find you on any social media you want to share with us.
Find me on Instagram, Annie. Space dot Tonio, A-N-N-I-E-T-O-N-Y-O. Yes, sir.
Do you have a YouTube channel? I never asked.
I do not. Mm-hmm. I've been thinking about it.
You should do it. We could collab that way. We could.
We could. That'd be awesome.
Anything else you want to plug in? Doesn't have to be your own. It can be like anything from the community.
Oh, the community. Oh, Bambula Music. I mean, I guess I'm part of that, but Bambula Music is doing some great things out there. I love that band so much, and they are truly, truly great people. They're like my little mini family.
So, once again, the question of the studio session, Amara.
No, the answer is still no.
Still no Instagram, but we're working towards that. Maybe next semester.
Yeah.
As for me, you guys can find me at Instagram as mel_flowers, my artistic name, and I will censor your private Instagram, I promise. You can also find me on YouTube as Mel Flowers. And that would be it from us today. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Local Ambition. Hope to see you in the next one. And as always, support your local artists. Thank you for listening.